We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Dav Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. The more I want to know, according to the Braisa Rishayna, that learns out Toyin Tanas Ganev from both of parts of the parasha, Pasuk Vav that says he must say Ganev to Toyin Tanas Ganev, and Pasuk Ches to Toyin Tanas Ganev. So we, and both, it says pay careful. Why does it have two psukim? So he said on yesterday's blat, Lemute Avad, Komet Lafuke, someone tainas that it was lost. That's the two psukim. But the Maisa, one thing is a problem, you don't have Ganav Atzmai. So he said, that Ma'adim learns out from Tanav Echiske, which has a pasuk in Matz, Matz, Yodah Agneb, Masharat, Chmarat, Seh, Chaim, Shdaim, Mishalim. Zakh Timor Tanav Echiske, Yoimar, Shar, Vigneva. So now Tanav Echiske goes into the whole Shiloh about a cloud, Prat, a cloud. And that discussion. He says that why do you need all those miutim in this pasuk? It says shar, it says chamar, seh, chayim. Why do you need all them? Just say shar and geneva. Geneva is the klal. That's a klal. And say shar, which is a prat. Vakov a klal. Everything is included. It says geneva and shar. Everything's included. So he says, no. Nilukach yisoimer, ma prat mafurish krav gamizbech. I've called krav gamizbech. Only things that are royal and mizbeach and chayiv kefil on. So what do you have to bring from that? If you're gonna say everything karmel mizbeach, so you know seh, right? Seh is karmel mizbeach. So why does the pasuk say seh? Because shu'aymer seh. When a pasuk says it's extra, haray seh amor. We raise seh included in shor. Hamayne mekayim geneva l'rabba is called dava. So what is geneva the klal be marba to get with seh? Is marba called dava? So that's why it says set to marve everything more than just karv gamizbeach. So Rabbi Chizkiah goes vaita. So yom shar seh v'gneiv karv klal. Just say shar and seh, and everything's included. Why do you need the next two things, which is chamar and chayim? Why do you need both of that? So ilikach, just say shar and seh. You say yom ma prat meforish dov akarish b'chayir, or something that could shaykh to have b'chayir in it. I've called dov akarish b'chayir. Everything else that shaykh to have b'chayir in it. So Mayash Lahavi, what would you bring with that more? Chamar. Chamar would be included in these two, because Chamar has a Bukhara. So why does the Torah say Chamar? Shoem Chamar, Hare Chamar Omar, it's said already. Hamayin Mekayim, Gnevel Rav is called Dava, to say, to marb everything. So now that we have Shar, Seh, and Chamar, we marb everything. Just as Shar and Seh, you would think only Karav Gamazbech, or only Bukhara, and then now we have Chamar, and that covers, we don't have to say Chamar. So that's the Chamar, so we marb called Dava. So for tomorrow, no. Yom Shar Chamar Seh V'Gneva V'Chol V'Klal Ilukach. So why do you need Chayim? Ilukach Yisraim Ma'ar Prat Mefurish Bali Chayim. You would say, if it just said those three and not the word Chayim, you would say it has to be Dafka Bali Chayim. There's Chara Shava, those three things are all Bali Chayim. You don't have Kefal by animals. Only by animals. Afka Bali Chayim. Ma'ar Shachav Yishar Bali Chayim. So and you know all about Chayim. So why does Torah say Chayim then? Because Shoyim Chayim, Hari Chayim Amo, it's said already. Hamayim Chayim Gneva, the Rabbis called Dava. So the word Chayim, we marve everything. So this is a ton of Chizkiyah's Braisa that takes his pasuk in Matzah to Matzah and learns out that everything is included in Kefil, that if a Ganav steals something, it's Chayim Kefil on all things, not Dafka Bali Chayim, all different items. Because it's an extra pasuk, an extra word. The four miyutim, one of them is extra Maisa. The four pratim, one of them is extra. Now the Gemara's will come and analyze Tanu Bechizkiah. Tanu Bechizkiah starts off by saying, Omamar, Yoimar Shar V'Gneva. Let it just say Shar V'Gneva and don't say anything else, right? The problem is, it says Gneva V'Shar. It doesn't say Shar V'Gneva. And there's a big difference between the orders of those two things. When you have something, a prat or klal, then it works like this. You have a prat, then you have a klal. The klal's marba on the prat. If you have first a rule and then a specific, it's only ein lanu el mashav a prat. So here, it really says geneva and shar. If I only said that, I wouldn't be marba anything. I would say it's only a shar. So why did Chizkiah decide that it's like says shar or geneva? Don't say shar or geneva. Oh, my mar, yeim shar or geneva. Miksiv shar or geneva. Geneva of a shar or duchsiv. It says geneva of a shar. So saying first, it doesn't say that. So maybe it's a chizkiyah like this. Ilu nema kamar. So we should have said, like the Torah should have said, shar and gneva. Ilu nema shar gneva. Maybe it's amris. Maya prat mafurish have a shar prat. Gneva klal Prat the klal nasa klal moisiv al prat. V'shav lekom hili. He says if that's the case, what is a shor v'gneva? So then you marve everything. The luck is if you have a prat or klal, the klal is marve everything. So you're saying if what is a shor v'gneva, I would have said only krav v'gam esver. It's not true because if you say a prat and then a klal, so then you marve everything.
You would be able to.
No. What?
Then you would be able to marve everything.
Right. You would be able to marve everything. Not just krav v'gam esver. So what's going on? That doesn't make sense either. Zakh the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to answer that we knew already there was another cloud to end. That's what we knew right away. Here it says, Nasa cloud is not prat, but Shabbat Komili. Ela Kachsiv Ka'amri. It's like the Pasuk is like it says. And Chizki is saying it the wrong order. It's really like it says. Gneva Vashar. That it's Karos Veach, how the Gneva Klal, Vashar Prat, Klal Prat, then Klal Vashar Prat. Elamai is saying that he means to say what it says, Gneva and Shar, then it's even worse. So then, why is he saying that he can marba anything similar to Shar? You can't. Because Allah is, Ein Bechlal El Mashar Prat, Shar Ein Midechin Eloi. Amarava, Tano Achayim Kasamachlei. The Tanakh of Chizkiyah was already soymech on the word chayim that was marba everything. So it was a klal prat the klal ka'amar. So what's it saying like this? Tanakh is starting off. It says yoymar shar v'gneva, which means really to say gneva v'shar and chayim. And that will be a klal prat and klal. And then you would say it has to be doymer, then the lach is. And if a klal prat the klal is, you have a ribuy, but a ribuy has to be doymer to the prat. Then we say v'kar v'gam esbech, that's what Chizkiyah meant. Then he has said, why does it say so? It says all the things. That's what you have to learn. That's what you have to learn the braisa. That's what I said. But klal prat the klal. Freit the Gemara, v'aloi domi klal basra klal kama. The klal basra is not similar to klal kama. Why not? Because the klal kama is marba every single item in the whole world. In Matzah Tematze, Gneva says Gneva everything. Masha Inke and Chayim is only marba al Chayim. So not the same type of klal. So Mara says, no, it's not a problem. V'aloi domi klal basra klal kama. Atana very small. Hu the Chay Gavna darshi klal prati. Tarmish Mahal, you could make a Klal Prat such a case. Rashi says in Perik El Trefus, Ayin Chum, you could make a Klal Prat to Klal, even by Klal and not Daima. So, Vahoki Kokashule. So, this is Tarmish Mechiskiya's Mahalach now. We have to go through the Brisa again in the world of Klal Prat or Klal. Hokashule. Himatzi Tamatze Ilamali. Why do you need a Pasik of Himatzi Tamatze, which Rashi explains. Now, the Gemara have a new question. Because remember now, Chayim is being used as a klal. So we need something else extra that's bothering Tanav and Chizkiyah, and what's going to be extra that's bothering us is the word Himatzi Tamatze. Himatzi Tamatze Lomli. And the Gemara has to take a while to develop this, what it means that Himatzi Tamatze is extra. So let the Gemara go. So Halka Gashta, Himatzi Tamatze Lomli. Yoimar shor v'gneva v'chayim, which means basically to say gneva shor v'chayim. That's what it really means. Say gneva shor v'chayim, v'kol v'chlal. Everything's included. Ilu kain zok the Gemara. No, zok the Tana v'chizkiyah. Ilu kain. You say ma prat first dava kar v'garmes be'ach. I've called garmes be'ach. If it just said that klal prat the klal, you would say it has to be similar to shor. In which way? There has to be kar v'garmes be'ach. And then, so why? If that's the case, why does it have to say se? Ma'ay shachav se says kar v'garmes be'ach. Because yoimar se reisa amar says that already. Haman mekayim geneva. The rabbi is called davar. The rabbi everything says coming to marba everything. That means the geneva says the klal on the seh to marba everything. Freit the gemara. It's a freit for chelam v'chizkiya. When I say freit gemara, it's talam v'chizkiya. It says vayta no. Yoyim a geneva shor v'seh v'chayim mekav v'klal. So ilu yisakeinu yisayim no. Man first davar karsh v'chayra. There is a tzadash of those things that the old karsh v'chayra. I've called davar karsh v'chayra. So, but then chamar is extra. Ma'ayish Chavi chamar. Chamar has b'chayra. It's the only non-kosher animal that has b'chayra. Kushayim chamar. Harei chamar amar. It's already. Ma'ayim mekayim geneva. The rabbi is called davar. That now the word extra word chamar together with geneva, which is a klal, is marav everything. Mar says no. Yoyim geneva v'shar v'seh v'chamar v'chayim achal v'chlal. Everything is there. Everything is included. So Mar says no. Ilu keni soimer. Maha prat mafurish balechayim af kol balechayim. Everything is balechayim. Maya shachav ishar balechayim. But how do you know all other things? They're not balechayim. Those three at least balechayim. They're animals. They're alive things. Kushoyim bechayim hare chayim omur. When it says the word chayim, it's hare chayim omur. So it's not a klal, but a klal. So we know from we don't need klal prat of chayim because the pasuk says chayim. So what? How mekayim klal prat? It's a rabbi. It's called dava. So amani mekayim neivel rabbi is called dava. So basically, we're saying like this: that we'll know everything. You know why? Because since it says word chayim at the end, so we know all about chayim. So what's Shor Chamar teaching us? We know already chayim. The word chayim. Teretz is it's coming to Marba called dava. So very good. So if you tell he says, I have this psukim teaching us everything. Between the Geneva, Shor Chamar Seh, Chaim Shaim Shalim, I'm covering all items. But then Himatzi Tematzi Lamali. Why need a pasuk of Himatzi Tematzi, which is basically like two klolim, Himatzi Tematzi Lamali. And that's what's bothering Tana Mechizkia. What's Himatzi Tematzi? Lamali. Vihachi Shapik Kashale. So it's a good kasha. What's the answer, Taka? If that's Tana Mechizkia kasha, then what do you do with Himatzi Tematzi? It's Taka, a good question. What do you do with it? Meshum the islay pircha. The rabbi is called dava mehecha kamaisla. I'll tell you why I have a pircha. Right, Tana Mechizki, you're learning out all items in the Geneva. Where you're learning this out from? Mechlal basra from the word chayim that says at the end. Mechlal basra. Klole gufa chayim ksivbe. Klal prata klal ma'ikam ahanyile. If that's the case, so then what's the klal prata teaching you? It says chayim afurish. Ilashi called dava. So he's saying like this, that you need a matzah to matzah. You know why? Because if it said a gneva and chayim, and that was the klali, you can ask a pircha. It says, how do you learn out the shar dvarim from the klal of basra? Like Rashi explains, really the first klal is nothing. Because we have one klal, and then you have pratim, it's a klal of prat, which means you only have the prat. So what is the engine that's been married by everything? You know what the engine that's been married by everything is? The last klal. The problem is, the last klal is chayim. So you have no way to learn out everything from there. If the last klal is chayim, you can't learn out kol davar. There's a problem in this klal prata klal. Because when you have a klal prata klal, and the last klal says chayim, you're not going to be able to learn out. Because that is the engine that makes the klal. I'll read it inside one more time. So this is the empirical. The rabbi is called davar, hekama islam, klal prasra. Because that, like he's saying, what's chayim for? We already have it in the Shor Chamar Seh. What do you need chayim for? Teretz is, teaches everything. But the klal prat klal gufa chayim ksiv. Klal prat klal makam ahanyile. Ilas shu kol dova chayim ksiv. Ba chayim yavir aloy. Shemachi itzrich im matze te matze. You need a matze to be the new klalim. And these are the new bookends, to two bookends of the klalim. The more I go through, then why do you need those miyutim? We're going to talk about that very soon. But in Matzah Tematzah are two bookends for the klalim. Shemachi Itzrich in Matzah Tematzah.
The chayim is the klal or
the prat? No. It's going to be a part of the prat that's included in the Matzah Tematzah. You want to see, you learn out from that prat something. You learn out, like give you a little sneak preview. You can learn out, it says chayim on Karen. You have achia le Karen. We'll see achia le Karen. You paid kashas the Geneva. We'll see. We have to make a drush with the word chayim. Yeah, it's be a problem because the matzah tamatzi are the klolim. And the Gemara's have a kasha that it's samach to each other. We'll stop with that right after that. Gemara will stop before the next year, for the next page, for the next amud. Shemachi itzrich in matzah tamatzi. Amri vashnei klos bichadadi in the new. They're both klos next to each other. Matzah tamatzi. Anytime you have two claws next to each other, hatel prat b'neim v'deim chalal prat. Anytime you have two claws next to each other, you put the prat inside it. And we're going to put the shar between the matzah and we're going to put everything in between there, and we're going to darshan certain drashas. And that's Shem, on the next recording, we will go to the next part.